My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Eddie says we're rolling, so we go. And since Eddie's actually in the studio, he would know. Ooh, Dr. Seuss right there. Hey, what's up, Eddie? How are you?
Hello, podcast people.
Al is out. He will join us tomorrow in Florham Park. Even though he's on vacation, he's going to come in for the one day. So there's that. I tried to have the conversation with Boomer this morning, and it kind of went in a political direction, which is not what I meant it to do. When I was bringing up like the cost of living and what it costs us to come to work every day, and I brought up the cost of drinks and like what an alcoholic drink now in Minneapolis cost in New York City. And I asked Boomer the question, like, at what, like, where's the tipping point? When is enough enough? And I don't know. Have you ever thought about, like, I know you're close to retirement, so, but you still live here.
Sure.
Is in your future moving to a smaller town and less living expenses? Like, are you close to getting to the point where it's just everything is so much money? It's silly.
Yeah. Well, we have talked about moving, not immediately after I retire, but not long after. And with as things are now, you know, it's becoming more real.
Yeah.
I don't know if my wife wants to move.
Interesting.
Because of her sisters who are within reasonable driving distance in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
So
what about in the same reasonable distance in a different direction?
Well, yeah, that's probably, like, I was thinking, you know, Maine.
Maine or New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, Vermont.
Right.
You know, but maybe now Massachusetts, but even that is now.
It's further, so, though.
What's that?
It's further.
Yes.
I meant going south.
Yeah. You know, Delaware, potentially. I had my heart kind of, once the Pacific Northwest or even, you know, the Rocky Mountain West, Montana and Idaho or Utah, New Mexico were off the table because my wife just wouldn't feel comfortable there, which is important. Then it was sort of, I had my heart set on New England, but now as it's becoming more real, like, I'm thinking she may not want to move.
Yeah.
Now, we could certainly move to a different part of New Jersey, a quieter part of New Jersey.
True.
With a smaller home. And do that. But yeah, I don't know if New England is now happening for me, but yeah, I for sure. Once I retire, I won't have the commuting costs, which is a big deal, as you know.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, to move to somewhere, I don't think even anywhere in a small, quiet corner of New Jersey, I don't think it's going to be, in terms of the other living expenses, it's not going to be any different.
No, I mean, everything follows you. I mean, if you have a car payment, you have a car payment, whether you live in New Jersey or Montana. Right. I mean, that doesn't go away. I And I brought up like the credit card debt and like Bruma brought up the rising inflation. And so like we had our deck 2 years ago in the house we moved into 5-6 years ago, whatever it is. We knew at some point we were going to have to replace the top layer of the deck. The base was good, you know, the footings and everything, but it was old. The wood was chipping. And we finally got to that point, and 2 years ago we replaced it, the old wood deck, with Trex. And that was, it came in at about $11,000, which we did 2 years ago. More than I wanted to spend, but it's what it was. So this year, when we found out that the pool was shot, when we had the guys come in to replace the liner, I only had, there were only two options, and that was buy a new pool for about 10 grand, essentially, and then deal with a pool again, which I got a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old that aren't interested in going in the pool anymore.
Correct.
Why would I spend that kind of money? Or take the pool down, but then that would mean I have to seal up the deck. And then what we were going, our plans were to square it off, seal it up, and then have stairs going down, because now we have this huge opening where the pool was. And we were going to have our, so I put in a 600-square-foot paver patio, but for basketball when we first moved in. The basketball we can put back in the driveway. My idea now was to move that paver patio to where the pool was, because it's about the same square footage, perfect size. But I figured with not having to buy the pavers, how much could labor possibly cost?
And this is something, are these pavers mortared or not? Are
I don't they, even know what that means. They're pavers that you buy at like...
Okay, yeah, but are they like sealed and joined with like cement, with something hard that sort of glues them together?
No, no, they're
just sand.
They're sand and they're
so, and
put in tight and you just pick them up.
Not something that you would feel comfortable attempting.
No, I would do. No, I would never. Because like, I don't have to level the ground. No,
yes,
no,
that, the leveling me. Of the ground no. is the problem.
Way beyond me. I would not even attempt it. I want to get a professional and make it done right.
Right, exactly.
So what do you think to just literally square off the deck? We're not adding. We're actually subtracting a plank. Because the deck went around the pool, so we have to take a couple pieces off.
So it's no materials.
No.
Or maybe.
Well, no, there's materials.
Steps,
we need, we need, we need the steps. We need the steps, and we need two railings down the steps and the step, and two railings on the back. That's all we need. What do you think that job cost?
Okay.
And I will tell you, I got three estimates, and they all came with $100 of each other.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes you feel good about the legitimacy of it.
Correct.
So. And so this is with the pavers.
No, forget the pavers. Oh, this is just the deck job first.
Oofa. Okay, let me see.
Now, keep in mind, all the Trex, all the labor, 2 years ago was $11,000 to rebuild the entire thing. New steps, new everything. And there were two sets of steps that we put on it, one on one side, one on the other.
$1,800.
See, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought $2,500.
Oh, okay.
That came in at $5,000.
Oofa.
And like I said, three estimates, all within about $100, $150 of one another. So I feel pretty good that the cost of the material, and I have looked, the materials are expensive. The labor, I mean, is... Okay. So I thought, let me just say this. I thought that between, since we're not buying pavers, we're just having them shifted. And I thought, since we're not building a new deck, we're just squaring it off. I thought $5,000 for the whole job, $2,500 for the deck, maybe $2,500 in labor to move the pavers. What do you think it's going to cost me now to move the pavers over?
And no material cost.
There are some, which I forgot about, like the ground sanding.
Yes,
and there is,
yes.
There are some.
But we're not talking about the actual, the biggest expense.
The pavers I have, correct.
Ooh.
I also got two estimates on this, and I will tell you, these also came in within about $400 of one another.
I mean... 3,000?
Yeah, I would have thought that too. It's 600 square feet, $6,000. This little job that I
grand.
Thought... Correct.
That's the same as your...
Correct. And I said to my wife, like, what are we doing? Like, and it's not like I just had one guy come over and I feel like he bent us over. Or like, this is multiple people and they're all... And they don't know one another, I promise you that. They're all within a few hundred dollars of one another and I get the same thing. Our insurance costs are insane. The price of gas for our vehicles is insane. Labor is no longer whatever we want to pay guys. They are demanding certain fees per hour. I got the same thing from all of them. And the cost of doing business is basically doubled in like 3 years. And I said to Kim, I'm like, we're going to spend as much money just to fix this goddamn thing and to just shift a patio over as it costs to rebuild a deck. Like...
And is the pool still standing?
So what I know, so I cut 75% of the pool down. That's why I said to you on the air about calling PASCAP, because aluminum rolled up behind the shed trying to figure out what to do with it. I kept up the one panel that's in front of the underneath of the deck to try and just keep the rodents out.
Right.
Like the groundhogs. So that will come down. They're starting work this weekend coming up. I will take that down on Thursday or Friday, and then it'll all be a wide open space. But I said there, I'm like, I'm at the point, like, and I've said this to Al many times, I make more money than I ever dreamed I would in this business. I'm not a pauper by any stretch. I can't keep this up, though.
No.
Everything. There's no job that is just a few hundred dollars anymore. Everything is four figures. And in a lot of cases, it's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Like, I'm ready to sell the house and just go buy a condo, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point?
Yeah, and there's the joys of owning your own home and
what
your
joy?
Own yard.
Everything but, cost me a right. fortune.
Correct. Your joy is robbed. Oh,
It really is. And don't get me wrong. Like, I really enjoyed on yesterday because I couldn't. My son had had a tournament in Flemington, so I was there all day Saturday. Had a great time. I couldn't go back for the playoffs yesterday because I had to work the Cowboys-Rams game, mm-hmm. which didn't start till 4 o'clock. So you're right. There's nothing like sitting out there on a 78-degree sunny day. I put the umbrella up.
Right.
I'm out on the deck.
Little
I'm listening
drink,
to Craig and
whatever.
Susan. Wonderful. You're right. I'm not in my own backyard. It's great. It's quiet. It's peaceful. But I got to tell you, man, and then the property taxes, we just got a new one. My property taxes just went to $16,000.
Yeah, mine are at like almost 14.
Eddie,
and I'm on a 50 by 100 lot.
Like, we don't live in...
No.
It's just, like, to me, it's unsustainable, even making good money. And I sit there and say, I don't know how everybody does it.
Right. And And that's another thing I have to think of, because I'm not going to have any income coming in.
You have your retirement income.
Yes. But not a job.
Right.
So if things keep escalating the way they are, you know.
Then what?
Did I sort of underestimate what I needed to retire comfortably?
Oh, because you are retiring young.
Yes, correct. But no children, which
True.
Is a huge,
no doubt,
and ongoing expense.
Oh yeah, I got 8 years of it left.
Yeah,
I mean, and now are the. It's funny the delicate balance of like where I'm at, because I always say on any given day I could be let go because I've been here so
sure.
long, and I know that. I'm also entering the most expensive period of,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been paying tuition now for 14 years, ever mm-hmm. since Matthew started in kindergarten. So I've been paying tuition for a long time. And for the last nine of it, double tuition for both kids. Now it's the college tuition on top of what's high school tuition starting, which has already started. And then, yeah, like, I'm like, oh, don't get fired now. Mm-hmm. This would be a bad time to get let go.
Yeah.
And it's just, nothing's easy. It's remarkable. It really is.
Yes. And we don't, you know, travel like we do one, you know, really expensive trip every couple of years.
Right.
But other times we're just driving around to this area and
sure.
going on hikes and paying for our hotel or bed and breakfast.
But you're
or
smart
whatever.
About it. You don't spend a ton of money, but you still are active and you're still doing things. You're not
yes.
sitting in the house
right.
all day, every day.
And the activities that we do are free. You
right.
know, going
Whereas on. I go on a golf trip that costs me a fortune.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, but even then, like, since we're not extravagant, but we may even have to curtail our luxurious, if you will, or expensive
yeah.
trips,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would love to go to New Zealand.
Yeah.
When, you know, because you to go somewhere like that, you need a bunch of time and really not feasible when you're holding down a job.
Of course.
To do that.
That's got to be a 2-week trip. Has to
at
be.
At least.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Antarctica.
Right.
3 weeks. But, you know, getting a flight to, you know, Patagonia and then taking a ship across the Drake Passage.
Sounds terrible.
It sounds fun and exciting, but
it takes time.
But that cost, I don't know if that's on the table for us anymore.
Understood. Like that's the one thing I've always said I will not pull back on. To me, the trips are everything you work for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at my Google photos, it's nothing. I mean, it's splashed with memories and fun things we did. And if all my photos were us just sitting in the backyard while I was home doing nothing all day on that to me is, and it's to each his own.
Right.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. Even though they cost me money, it's to me, it's so worth it.
Yes. Agreed. And as we've, you know, it'll still working and still earning more than I will in retirement, you know, that's all well and good. But if this inflation and the cost of everything, maybe, you know, we have to then just be satisfied with driving around and just doing hikes instead of going to New Zealand or
right.
Antarctica or what have you.
Now, you'll pull from Social Security when? Will you wait?
Yes.
Until like 63, 64?
I think you get the max at 65.
I thought it was 67, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think they upped it.
Well, we kind of were talking about that. So if possible, and again, with the way things are going, perhaps it won't be possible. I'm going to wait until the end, you know, the latest possible time.
Isn't that terrible what you just said?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I think that is awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's very real what you just said, but it's also like, oh.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, yeah.
There's no second thoughts on doing something. I'm not saying working in the morning every day. I don't mean that. You couldn't see yourself having some sort of a cool part-time job at like somewhere doing something. You just plan to be fully retired, wake up, all right, what am I doing today?
Yeah, no, I'll have plans and, you know, whatever it is.
Terms of generating money.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that might have to be revisited.
Okay.
You know, depending on what's going on.
Right.
I mean, I'm whether it's like a Home Depot or whatever. Or
which to me seems fun.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
Yeah. But then it's the whole mindset of the, you know, you're not really retired then. You know,
no, you're semi-retired.
Right. You're still punching a clock.
Yeah.
And probably... I don't know if they do that anymore in places, but you actually
they do.
Punch a clock.
Oh, I don't know. It's not the old card thing, but I right. know the last time I did that, I know a friend of mine who is a baker mm-hmm. in a supermarket. He just has to go in and put his code in. Like it's computerized.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
So you punch your code in when you sign in, you punch your code in when you sign out.
Yeah.
And if you forget to sign in and then you go to sign out, it throws the whole thing out of whack because it's putting you in a signing in when you're leaving.
Yeah. When I worked for the 4 summers in the paper mill. That was a literal, you had a card, you put it in. Yeah.
A little different time for sure.
Yes, but I guess the theory is the same. So
I guess just to come back to the beginning to where we'll end it too, I know we're at a time where we could do what we do over Zoom, over Comrex units, but I also know what it's like to be in a studio. I wonder at what point it becomes, it's too expensive to live in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way you can be in Pennsylvania? Is there, like, I actually even said to my wife, like, you know, why not move to, maybe not Eastern Pennsylvania, but like you go right across the board, you go down 78.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that much farther there to here than what I'm doing now from Jersey. And the cost of living is, now you still have the tolls and I get it, for you still have to cross the bridges and stuff. But I don't know. You still wonder if there's benefit. There's no property tax. The state income is less. I don't know. There's got to be a better way, though, than just handing over so much money that you earn.
Yeah, think about what percentage of our income has gone to...
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Huge.
Yeah. No, it's between your property taxes, your state taxes, your federal taxes, not to sound like Boomer. For me, tuition, it is just like, I get a paycheck, it's gone sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how quick it comes in and out. And there's got to be better ways to do it. There just has to be.
Yeah. You would think. But, and I know when the whole, like, I think the technology exists where I could have stayed home or work from home, even doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the company or myself were ready to make that investment.
Right.
And even after all that, someone still has to
be here.
Somebody has to be here.
Yeah. No, there's no question. You still have to send it out from somewhere.
Correct. And somebody has to come in the control room and make sure things are set. So, you know, when I dial in and they have to, you know, I mean, I'm sure we could figure out a way to do it remotely, but we have 2 studios that are connected to the transmitter, but, you know, it's only one at a time. And how do you flip it and this and that? So someone has to be here.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that was you.
That was me.
That was you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. That whole drink thing still gets me. Like, we still will, like, I'll tell Al, we'll sit there and complain that Peacock is charging $4.99 a month for, you know, 1,000 shows and a bunch of live programming, and yet we'll go out to dinner and we'll spend $24 on a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes multiple drinks. Mm-hmm. Or we'll spend, that's the other thing, which we've discussed too, is how much restaurants cost, and yet we, and they're packed.
Yeah.
They're still packed.
And in New Jersey, or at least in the area I'm in, like, liquor licenses, it's like...
Oh, exorbitant.
Right. But it's like the old taxi medallions. There's only a certain number of them.
That's why they're a lot.
So I love the BYOB places that don't have a corkage fee.
Right.
And you can bring your own beer or wine or what have you. And I would get a nice $15, $16 bottle of wine.
As long as they let you sit there, though.
Yes.
Because some of those places really have you timed, and they really want you out after about an hour and 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting at a restaurant and you've got a bar tab, they're not kicking you out.
Right.
I mean, they'll give you, there are limits to that, of course. You can't sit there for 5 hours.
Right.
But they're a lot more free with their time. And that's kind of a nice thing about those places. But I agree, you're going to spend three times more money,
mm-hmm.
which is just insane. It just is.
Yeah, but like instead of spending $24 a drink, I buy a $15 bottle of wine. Four people can have a glass of wine.
You're right.
Or, you know, if I buy two bottles of wine for $30, everybody's getting two drinks.
Do you think there's ever a price where bars start? See, that's weird because bars, sadly, people need them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good thing. I don't mean it that way. But at some point, you've got to think, like, people stop spending. Like, I would have thought 10 years ago, if you told me a drink was $25, you would have lost your mind.
Right.
If I told you 6 or 7 years from now, a drink is $50. You're not surprised, right?
No.
If I said that.
No.
Think about what I just said.
Yeah, I know.
It's ludicrous.
But it's like you can certainly go buy a bottle of liquor or wine or what have you somewhere and just drink at home.
Of course. Or boring. There's no atmosphere.
Exactly right. Unless that becomes more of a thing that, hey, it's bar night at his house. It's bar night at his, and you have people over. But again, it's not the same.
It's not.
Because it's not like, you can see anyone.
There's people, there's TVs on, there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I guess part of spending the money to go to the restaurant is the environment and the atmosphere and feel like you're doing something.
Well, we're going to find out what that limit is.
Yeah, at some point I think we have to.
And I think, though, that would be one of the last things for people to give up, because it is so important to people, that going out and socializing.
No doubt. And drink. I know for me it is. I hate sitting home. I can't take it.
People might be willing to not go on vacations and instead be able to go out.
Friday night.
Yeah.
You're probably right. All right.
All right.
We are. That's it for now. We got the warm-up show, which was Fliegelman and Minko. That's coming up right now. Tomorrow we're in Florham Park. Al will be in for the one day. You'll be here, though.
Yes. And Fleegs.
And Fleegs. So we will. Oh, Fleegs, you'll be my assistant tomorrow.
Yes. Fleegs was telling me the potential guest lineup. You might really not be on.
Oh, is that true? We have a lot of guests?
Yeah.
Good. I had no idea.
Not much.
Fine by me.
So, yeah, I know.
Usually I get that 6:20, and although Sala sometimes comes out at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You never know.
And, well, I got 5 to 6. So.
Yeah, and you know, you need a nice, easy day after all the heavy lifting you've done lately.
I'm looking forward to going back to, I know people don't believe it when I say it, but I'm looking forward to going back to my spot.
Yeah. No,
I like my spot.
Yeah, we all like our spots.
Exactly.
And just for programming note, there'll be the warm-up tomorrow,
yep.
And so that will be posted. It'll be sort of like a Friday. Well, that will be posted as the whole podcast because...
We can't stay there and do it.
And, yeah, not even if you wanted to, you can't because BT and Sal are on right after.
Oh, so are they out there too?
I believe
I didn't realize that.
I believe both of the Giant camps, it's everyone.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
The three shows are
plus, I got to go to my urologist tomorrow, and I have to start sucking down water at 10 o'clock, 11:30 appointment. I could do a bladder test. Mm-hmm. I found out what the problem was with the urinating.
Oh.
The prednisone I was taking for my poison ivy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, interactions.
Yep. So that apparently has big effects on your bladder. And so that's why I was up every hour going to the bathroom until I get off this prednisone.
Okay.
So, which I'll find out. I'll confirm that with my doctor tomorrow. But it makes total sense.
Yeah, it does.
So, and it started exactly when I started taking
the
prednisone.
And by the way, yes, when Quail, my dog, was on that after her stroke, also
same thing.
A lot of more accidents. Because
you know, I got to tell you, I'm close to having an accident.
Well, she was recovering from a stroke anyway. Yes. And then with that,
Tough.
But it did stop and went back to normal.
I will tell you, the poison ivy ain't gone, though. Mm. I only got 3 days left of the medicine.
Mm.
It went away, but there's a resurfacing right there. I've never seen this before.
Is it still bothersome to you?
It's itchy still.
Ew, okay.
It's brutal. Even the doctor's like, this is one of the worst seasons for poison ivy she's seen.
So refill the prednisone.
I got to sleep.
And depends.
Holy.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll do that. All right, Eddie, you do the SIA, and we'll catch you from Florham Park tomorrow.
See ya!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.